For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad. CAL FIRE is seeking the origin of two small fires that combined into a larger one that sent huge clouds of smoke over the east end of Moreno Valley Tuesday afternoon. The flames erupted in an open area near Davis Road and Theodore Street. The fire immediately consumed 5 acres of dry grass and brush, but exploded across 300 acres within an hour and a half. Nearby Gilman Springs Road was closed. 2 hours after the initial report, an air and ground attack had stopped the fire's advance, and the fire was declared contained. This story from Inland News Today. California home prices have hit a milestone.
You look at the statewide median price, it actually surpassed the 800,000 benchmark. That's a record high.
Oscar Way is with the California Association of Realtors. The group released new numbers this week. Specifically, April's median price was $813,980, up 7% from March, and a 34% increase from April 2020.
Whether the 800,000 is going to median price, is going to continue to climb a little higher, that's really hard to say. It has a lot to do with demand. At the same time, it has a lot to do with supply as well. We have a very tight supply in California, and actually that pushed up the home prices.
He says the supply could increase in the coming months. As more people get vaccinated and the state reopens, homeowners may be prompted to sell, which would help alleviate the upward pressure on prices. California's top energy regulators say the state is better prepared to avoid last summer's rotating blackouts. But they cautioned the power grid of the nation's most populous state is still vulnerable to extreme heat waves that could force more outages later this year. State officials say they have acquired an additional 3,500 megawatts of capacity this year. 1 megawatt is enough to power hundreds of homes. California Independent Systems Operator President Elliot Mainzer says that does not guarantee California will avoid blackouts this summer. He says the most significant risk remains extreme heat waves that increase demand for more power. 5 more California counties will move to less restrictive tiers because of improving COVID-19 conditions, and no counties regressed. The State Department of Public Health said Tuesday that Orange, Santa Cruz, Santa Clara, and Amador counties are moving from the orange or moderate tier to the yellow or minimal tier. Tehama County is improving from the red substantial tier to orange. The moves will put 13 counties in yellow, 35 in orange, and 10 in red. No counties are in the purple or substantial tier. A legislative committee says nearly a third of California's restaurants permanently closed, and two-thirds of workers at least temporarily lost their jobs as the pandemic set in. The California Restaurant Association said Tuesday that the industry once included more than 76,000 eating and drinking establishments, employing 1.8 million people. But with the shutdown, as many as 1 million workers were furloughed or laid off. The State Senate's Special Committee on Pandemic Emergency Response says restaurant employment is still down 1/4 from before the pandemic. Industry leaders said they fear a lack of labor may shutter more establishments as the economy reopens, though they expect an eventual rebound. Authorities say at least 2 shooters opened fire on a party bus driving on a San Francisco Bay Area freeway, killing 2 women and wounding at least 5 others. The East Bay Times reports that the passengers were celebrating a woman's 21st birthday early Tuesday when the bus was attacked as it was returning to Oakland from San Francisco. At least 2 shooters fired about 70 bullets at the party bus. The California Highway Patrol says it does not appear this shooting was a random event. Relatives told the newspaper that one of the women killed was a 19-year-old Stockton resident. For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad.